This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, I just want to welcome everybody that has tuned into Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m., where everybody in the body of Christ matters. This is our second week of our new edition of Body Matters, and in this program, I'll be introducing you to various ministries and organizations that form part of the body of Christ. This program is to create a platform for ministries to share what they are doing and hopefully to bless you and to connect you to them. I trust that this program will be such a blessing to you. Today I have a very special guest in the studio, and that is Pastor Brian Preston from Light Ministries. Welcome, Pastor Brian.
Hi, thank you, Ilana. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm really blessed to be here today and to just share with God's people and to just be an encouragement to the people of God, to all the listeners that can hear my voice, just to be a blessing and just to be an encouragement today to the body of Christ.
I know you're going to be a great encouragement to everybody, because I know you are radical and on fire for God. But before I give you the mic, let me quickly just tell everybody a little bit about you so that they know who you are. You've been in ministry since 2014, and you are also an ordained pastor, and you've got your honors in apostolic ministry. Don't you just want to quickly just share, what does apostolic mean?
Well, apostolic basically means that, you know, when you look at the book of Acts, where the apostles, they went from town to town and they preached the gospel, and they established churches and ministries, and they're building the body of Christ. So that is basically what we are doing. Mm. We're going on the streets and, you know, we're going to evangelize and planting ministries in different areas so that people can be discipled also.
Yes, yeah, that is awesome. That's amazing. And I know you're also a commissioner of oath.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Yeah, I am a commissioner of oath. So we find that many people that live on the streets, you know, yes, when we minister to them, that they are living together, and we're just giving them the opportunity to get married and, you know, to do things God's way, because we believe that marriage is God's way. And so we give them the opportunity then, if they so do wish to get married, and yeah, then I'll do the legal part and the spiritual connotation of that part as well.
Yeah, no, that is amazing. I think that's awesome. There's such a need for that.
Absolutely.
Especially with the people out on the street who, you know, they don't know where to go.
Absolutely.
And sometimes they're just lost, but it's so nice to have someone there in the community that's prepared to do that for them.
That's right.
I know that you've been involved in prison ministry. Can you share a little bit about that?
That's correct, Alana. I've been in ministry, in prison ministry, under the banner of Hope Ministries with Pastor Jenny and Pastor Clayton in Paulsmore Prison, where we would just go into the cells of the prisoners that is incarcerated. Sometimes we will have a open-air service in the prison, in the courtyard, and sometimes we will do some one-on-one ministries with the prisoners that's incarcerated, and there's many prisoners that do get born again in prison, and then that is a great blessing when we can come and encourage them, and after a while, they encourage others while they are incarcerated in Paulsmore Prison.
Yes, now that's amazing. So we're going to be back shortly. We're just going to take a short music break, and we'll be back. Welcome back, everyone. That was Red Letter by Crowder. You are with Alana Ulifi, and we are the program Body Matters, and I am chatting to Pastor Brian Preston with the topic, God Can. Pastor Brian, you said that you and your wife Delia started Light Ministries. Can you tell us a little bit about Light Ministries?
That's correct, Lana. Pastor Brian Preston of Light Ministries International, and I am married with three sons.
Oh, awesome.
A daughter and two grandkids. Praise God. Our ministry is in Brooklyn Rugby, Cape Town, South Africa. The Lord gave us dreams and visions and many prophetic words from different people And in 2005, to be precise, God gave me a mandate. And it was slow cooking in my spirit, if I could say it in that words. And in January 2019, we launched the ministry together with my wife, Delia, and our sons and my daughter. And we stepped out in faith. Before that, before ministry, I was always involved in other ministries, helping other ministers, helping other churches, you know. And before we started our ministry, you know, I was working in the retail for about 10 years, and then I was working for government for 15 years. And and so, you know, in 2014, God spoke to us loud and clear, and it was time to leave my job and to go full-time in the ministry. And I studied to equip myself to walk to work in the vineyard of the Lord. We always went out as a family, going to preach and feed at night shelters, hospitals, prison, open air service, tent services. Little did we know that we were actually in our training ground.
Sure.
But without even us knowing, we also collaborate with other ministries, which is called For Jesus, and we do outreaches, open air testimonies, spiritual dancing, preaching of the word in different areas and neighborhoods, sharing the gospel with others, and souls get saved. And we hand them over to the local church in the area where the pastors are at to further follow them up and to disciple them. Amen.
Amen. That sounds like a mouthful, hey? You guys are busy. Okay, so tell me a little bit about Life Ministry.
Well, Life Ministries, as I said, the vision was actually founded, Proverbs 29 verse 18 declares, where there's no vision, people perish. Habakkuk 2 verse 3 says that write the vision down, make it plain on tablets that you run with, where you will read it. For the vision is at a point in time, but at the end it will speak. The vision will always speak. The vision from God for Light Ministries International is based on John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. And it simply reads, in him Jesus Christ was life, and the life was the light of men, and light shines in darkness.
Amen.
And darkness did not comprehend
Amen.
It. Amen. And our mission from God ties in with the Great Commission to take the light of the truth of God's word, to preach, to teach, to demonstrate it wherever we go, in our local communities. And then our mission is to take the gospel to the ends of the earth.
Amen. 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 That is amazing. So that is actually, in a nutshell, also what Light Ministries' vision is.
That's correct.
Okay.
Taking the gospel into dark places, because we believe that there is a greater body of Christ, a greater church beyond the four corners of the church walls. And somebody needs, how will people know if nobody go?
That's right. That is right.
Amen.
Okay, I know that you have such a powerful testimony.
Before I get to my testimony, Alana,
yes.
I just want
to... want to share something with me?
I would just want to share something little bit more about Light Ministries. Amen. And, you know, the vision actually ties in with the Great Commission, you know, and that's why Jesus tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 19 and 20, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you till the end of age. Yeah. So Jesus teaches us, tells us that he will be with us till the end of age. Light, the word light, the L in light stands for learning. The I in light stands for intercession. The G in light stands for go. The H in light stands for honor. And the T in light stands for training, meaning learning and studying the word of God to show ourselves approved, workmanship, rightfully dividing the word of truth, interceding and praying for communities and the nations, according to Psalm 2 verse 8. G stands for going to preach the gospel first in our communities, then in the cities, then to the nations. H stands for honor. We honor the fivefold ministry and their functions and their giftings, and we work together with the fivefold ministry. And T stands for training. We train disciples to make other disciples.
Amen.
Our values of Light Ministries is, value number one, we are committed to prayer and fasting. We give high emphasis on prayer and fasting. Number two, we walk by faith on God's word. Number three, we yield totally to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in charge of everything that we do.
Amen.
Number four, we reach out, we teach, we equip others for the work of ministry. And number five, it is so important that we network with other ministries, staying connected in the body of Christ.
And I believe that as the body of Christ, we need to work together because, as I said in our previous show, the body of Christ is like one big organism.
Absolutely.
Even though everyone, every ministry has got a different function, but together there's the overall purpose. And that's I do correct. Believe that is the great commandment. So to go out there, make disciples of all nations,
right.
baptizing them.
That's right.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
There we go.
And Jesus also said, and with this there'll be signs and wonders and miracles. And yeah, so I believe that that is all part of you know, the body of Christ.
Amen. Just a short testimony.
Yes, please.
You know, before COVID and that, whatever. So we do sometimes hospital ministry. So we go pray for the sick in hospital. Yeah. We go to Tigerberg, Grootskie, wherever, however. And there was this man, he was in a coma for 8 days.
Sure.
And myself and my wife and my kids, Michaela, Brad and Liam, they were all around this bed. And we were praying for this man. And we said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And his name, and I'll never forget his name. His name was Norman. And we called him and said, Norman, get up in the name of Jesus. Norman, get up. And lo and behold, Norman wakes up.
Oh, wow.
And we were all in awe of the power of God.
Oh, wow.
My children were weeping. We were weeping because
Pastor.
God just answered a prayer. This is the miraculous, wonder-working God, the God who can, who's able.
God says nothing is impossible for him.
That's right.
And I think we're in a time and age where that scripture says in, I think it's in Isaiah 61, where the earth is covered in darkness.
Yes.
But the glory of the Lord shall shine upon us. And I think the darker the days are, the lighter God's, the brighter God shines, you know, his work, his glory, signs and miracles.
Hallelujah.
And it's amazing
how
that's part of light ministries, eh?
Amen.
Where there's light, no darkness can stand. The darkness has to flee.
That's right, Alana.
That is amazing. That's a beautiful testimony just to show that God is able. Eh? And we just need to trust in him and put our faith in him.
That's right, Alana.
Okay, so now that we're on the testimonies, I actually want you to tell us about your testimony because you've shared a little bit, and I really believe that your testimony is powerful. So you want to share a little bit with us?
Yeah, please. I'll share with you a little bit. Well, Alana, I was born in an area called District 6 in the 70s. Mm. We were forcefully removed in 1979 by the White Groups Areas Act at that stage. Then we were placed in a place called Heideveld on the Cape Flats. And that's where I mostly grew up. You know, I had my primary school on the Cape Flats in Heideveld. But when I reached high school, growing up without a father, things begin to change for me. I was looking for acceptance. I was looking to belong because I didn't feel that I belonged somewhere. I wanted to fit in. And immediately what was modeled to me at that stage was, you know, gangs and, you know, and having nice times and parties and smoking. And so I was introduced, you know, and, you know, the one thing that the Bible says that I was really a good boy, to be honest with you, Alana. I didn't go out and look for those things, you know, and the Bible says that bad company corrupts good character.
Yes.
And so I met some bad people, bad characters, and I got involved with the gangs, wrong people, keeping company with the wrong people, doing all the wrong things, and I found myself lost.
Sure.
I found myself in trouble. In trouble with the law. I found myself in trouble with people. Eventually, in 1998, I committed the crime, and I was charged with 5 counts of attempted murder.
Sure.
I shot 3 policemen and 2 civilians. And sometimes when bad things happen and you find yourself in a jail cell, you also understand who is your true friends.
Yes.
You know, because all of a sudden, before that, I had such a lot of friends around me, and immediately there was no friends, nothing,
sure.
You know, and all hell in 1998 was breaking loose on my part, if I could say it,
yes.
And I knew for a fact that, you know what, I needed to change.
Mm.
I needed something more. I was sitting on some beans and, you know, and smoking all sorts of stuff and drinking also. But I was in a place of finding myself in such a lonely place. Mm. Although there were so many people around me, you know, I always find myself in that lonely space and lonely place. And yes.
And I believe there's a lot of people that also find themselves in that lonely place.
That's
you know,
correct.
They think, I'm alone in there. Who can I turn to? There is no one. But anyway, carry on.
And so I felt myself in such a lonely place. I felt depressed. You know, I felt that there's no purpose in my life. You know, and I felt that, you know, I was always alone, like a loner, you know, and I would sit and smoke and I would do all sorts of, just to fill that void, you know, that emptiness, that gap that, you know, that I never had, that I never experienced, the love that I never experienced in my life. And, but, you know, for that stage in my life, what had happened is that my mother-in-law, I met my wife in Woodstock, and obviously she was also very dear Makar, if I could put it in that way. We found each other, and a lot of things happened, and eventually we got married, you know, through all of this. That was something supernatural, seriously. Yes. And but when my mother-in-law passed away, when Dila's mom passed away, my wife's Dila's mom, she was a godly woman. She feared God. She was a woman of prayer. I would step into a home, and many times I would find her praying. You know, I would find her reading the word. I would always in the presence of God. And that left something in me. And and when she died, you know, and she was always praying for us, always encouraging us. And it was something that it was taken from us, you know, when she passed away. And I really came to a decision that, you know, something's got a change for me, because my children were small. We didn't know them. Our mother is gone. You know, I didn't serve the Lord. I was every single day, I was drunk, smoked up and whatever. And I knew for a fact that something has to change. And one evening I found myself in my kitchen alone, and I had an encounter with Jesus. You know, Jesus came into that little kitchen where I was. And I was, Alana, at that stage, I was half drunk. I was, you know, I smoked the whole day. I drank the whole day. And I had an encounter with Jesus Christ, you know, and I fell on my knees. And I had this encounter where the Lord showed me on the wall. He showed me two parts of my life. And on the one side, I was just this beautiful bride in this one picture with a Bible in my hand. There was such a glow in my face, and I knew that in some silly way, I knew and understand that that one, that is the saved one. That is what God is wanting to do. And on the other picture, on the other side, I saw myself, I saw my gravestone.
Sure.
And I saw a date, my date of birth. I couldn't see the date of death. And I saw behind the gravestone, I saw myself incarcerated behind bars. But I know it was a double-digit number.
Sure.
And it was like, at that stage, you know, I didn't really understand it. I didn't really knew what it meant. But now I understood that it was actually God saying, I have to choose now.
Yes.
And I saw this picture of me being incarcerated. And I said, Lord, I don't want that for my life.
Yes.
Because I was thinking of my children.
Yes.
I was thinking of so many things. And I felt the presence of God. I felt goosebumps, hoenderfleis. I felt things was happening to me.
Yes,
but
something was happening.
Supernatural was happening in my life. And for some reason, Alana, I knew that God was in my room.
Sure.
I didn't know God. And I said these words. I said, God, if you are really real, as the Bible say, you know, I want you to come and help me.
Yes.
I need your help, God.
Yes,
because
Jesus.
I am lost without you. Alana, I fell on my knees and I begin to weep. I was just weeping and weeping and weeping. Wow. And it was this little radio that I had on top of our fridge. And somehow, somewhere, the radio was on a gospel
station. Yes.
Don't even know what gospel. And I heard gospel music, and I felt the presence of Jesus in my room. And I knew that this is it. This is time to decide.
Decision.
It was a decision-making time for me. And as I prayed, and I And, you know, I didn't know the sinner's prayer at that stage. I didn't know. And I just prayed the Onze Vader. I just prayed the Our Father. That's all that I knew.
That was enough.
But I knew that God, yes. I said, God, please forgive me for all the wrong that I've done, for all the people that I've hurt, you know, for all the cars that I've broken in, houses that I've broken in, things that I've damaged people's lives that I messed up. I said, God, please forgive me because I need your forgiveness. Yes. And I just felt the peace of God and the presence of God.
Sure. Do you know what it made me think of when you said that God showed you those two pictures? And that scripture that comes to mind where God says, I lay before you life and death.
Oh, powerful.
Choose life.
Wonderful.
God says, choose life.
Wonderful.
Because if you choose life with God, it's a better life.
Absolutely.
It's a better life. And God has got so much more in store for us than what we can imagine.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
If you choose that path, it's a path of blessing and a path of abundance. So, yeah, it just made me think of that.
Yeah, so when I was done with this amazing encounter with the Lord, I felt such a peace, as I said. I felt such a release. You know, I was weeping. And I went into the room to my wife and I woke up. I said, Delia, because by that stage, my wife was going to church with our children and I was stuck at home because I didn't want to go to church. I hated church people.
Yes.
I didn't want to do nothing with church people. And, you know, they were just, you know.
The religious bunch of people.
They all stuck up. And I said, Delia, I woke up. I said, Delia, I'm going to church with you tomorrow. And obviously my wife was like, you know, she's waking up and like, are you joking? Are you serious? Because she's now in a daze, you know, this man is drunk.
Yes.
You know, she's
drunk in the spirit,
but she don't know. Yes. She didn't know the encounter yet. And I said, Delia, I'm going to go to church with you, because she took our children to church. And as she was taking our children to church for that 3-4 weeks after my mother-in-law passed away, because Delia gave her heart to the Lord on the day of her mother's funeral. And then she was serving God and going to church. And I, four weeks after that, you know, the Holy Spirit, little did I, was busy with me. Was busy, busy. And I said, Dile, I'm going to go to church with you. And she in her mind thought, no, this man is drunk. So, you know, when you're drunk, you speak and say things that you don't mean.
That's right. The moment.
That's right. The next day is Sunday, because that encounter happened to me on a Saturday evening while I was drunk, as I said to you. The next day, it was Sunday. Sunday morning, I woke up and I knew I was sober, but I knew something
happened
in my life.
Sure.
You know, when God touched your life, you know, something happened in my life. And I was laying in bed and I was contemplating, should I go? And Dila said, hey, come, you must go to church. I said, nah, man, maybe next week. She said, yeah, but you woke me up and everything. And I said, let me just go.
Yes.
And then, you know, I got dressed and whatever. We went to church. As I stepped into that church building in Woodstock, Alana, the pastor didn't even preach yet. I was in front by the altar. And I was weeping and weeping.
That's the Spirit of God.
And weeping again. And somebody led me into the sinner's prayer. And I knew that I had to make my confession.
Yes.
That encounter. That I knew for a fact that I had to make it public. Amen. And my life was never the same again after that. You know what, Alana?
Yes.
You know, every single day of my life, I was drunk. You know, when God stepped into my life, immediately, I was sober. I didn't go to the AA. God himself supernaturally touched my life. And I didn't go back.
So you had no desire. That desire was completely gone.
My wife was looking after the service. She was looking. She was thinking, hey, isn't this guy now going to disappear and go get some stuff to drink? Nothing. I had such peace in my life. And for once in my life, I realized that in this decision, in this encounter, I knew that God can. Even when we are unable, the Bible says he's able. So I knew God can.
Sure.
And that's why I'm here, you know, to tell people that God can.
Sure. Pastor Brian, that was so powerful. That is so powerful. If that hasn't touched anybody right now, then I don't know. That God can. And that is our topic for today. God can. We're going to have a short music break. But before we have that break, I just want to tell you that Pastor Brian is going to be praying for you after this break. And if you want to have Pastor Brian's number, just to contact him, get your pens and paper ready, and we will join you shortly. That was How Great Is Our God by Chris Tomlin. So welcome back to Body Matters. I am having a discussion with Pastor Brian, and our topic of today is God Can. So Pastor Brian, I just would like to say, what would you like to say to anyone out there who's struggling with drugs or gangsterism or anybody who feels like they can't go on anymore? What would you like to tell them?
For me, first and foremost, Alana, you know, many people are struggling. Many people are going yes. through difficult times. And even in the time that we are in, you know, I know that if God could do it for me, He can do it for anyone. He can come into your situation. He can come into that circumstance because He is just God all by Himself, all powerful. Yes. And I know for a fact, I know for the truth that God has great plans for His people. You know, even when I was, you know, drunk in my state, when I used stuff, God still loved me. It did not change the fact, the truth that God still loved me. You know, and that was that I've experienced, that encounter. The one thing that I felt, the one thing that I want to tell someone here today, that God loves you with an everlasting love. The Bible say that God's mercy triumph over judgment.
Amen.
His mercy triumph over judgment. So I don't know where you find yourself, but what I do know is that God truly, truly love His people. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave. God is a giver, He's a lover, and He only comes to a person if you obviously call upon His name, if you accept Him, you know, and He comes and He fills your heart with His love. It is His love, Alana, that brings change and transformation. You know, sometimes we want to work out, we want to figure out, you know. I also want to figure out God. You know, God, I'm trying to figure this one, I'm trying to figure that how. But when I experienced His love and accepted His love, that was the game changer. The game changer in today is the love of Christ.
Yeah.
That is the game changer. So today I want to speak to us on the topic of God Can.
Yes.
And I want to read from the Bible, if I may. I've got my Bible.
Yes,
because
please.
The Bible say we must be ready in and out of season. And I want to draw our attention to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. You know, and I'm just going to paraphrase the short story. Ezekiel, the prophet of God, he comes to a valley of dry bones. And then the question is asked by Ezekiel, can these bones live again? Can these bones live? Amen. And Ezekiel answered God, and he says, you know what, God, you know all things. Amen. That was Ezekiel's answer. And then the Bible say, God says, Ezekiel, you prophesy, you speak into the dry bones. And Ezekiel begin to prophesy and begin to speak in the dry bones. Amen. And so today I want to say to someone that's out there that is listening at my voice, if God could do it for me, God can do it for you.
Yes.
You know, I was in many times in circumstances back in my unsaved life where I knew that I should have been dead already.
Sure.
But because of God. I really want to get this in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit. Say with me, just there where you're at right now, as you are listening to my voice, say with me, God can.
God can.
Say with me again, God can. You have to understand it because, you know, the prophetic word is not very, it's you speaking into your own destiny. Mm. It is you speaking into your own life. You know, Alana, when I was in this life, many people said, I will never amount to nothing. Many people wrote me off. Many people spoke negative things. They were actually prophesying, saying something. And so I've come to learn in life that it's very, very important how you speak over yourself and also over other people.
That's
because the Bible says that life and death is in the power of your tongue. Amen.
That's right.
And so I want to encourage you, God's nature and character is of love. Yes. The Bible says in John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Yes.
I want to tell someone today, maybe you are a gangster, maybe you are in prison, maybe you can hear my voice, maybe you're feeling right now condemned, maybe you're feeling so far away from God, the thing that you have done, the thing that you have committed, makes you believe that you are so far away from God. You know what the psalmist says, that even if I make my bed in hell, God will still find me, like God found me in my situation, like God found me in my gangsterism, like God found me when I was drunk up, when I was drugged up, when I was messed up. God found me, His Spirit found me, He located me, even in the darkest time of my life, God found me. And so God can locate you. God can find you, and through the love, His love will locate you today. And that is exactly what God wants to do over your life. Sir, ma'am, God, His love wants to find you, because it is in His heart to bless you. It is in His heart to change your life. It is in His heart to change the course. Throughout God's word, from Genesis to Revelation, we see how God only wants to bless people, help people, protect people, perform miracles in the lives of people. God loves people, because you know why God loves you so much? Can I tell you why? Because you are created in His image, in His likeness. Above all the creatures that God created and said, let it be. God, you know, when He created us in His image, it was God who stepped down and He breathed the breath of life in your spirit. And we are made in His likeness and in His image. And that's why you are going through so much pain. You're feeling so much discouragement right now, because the enemy wants to lie to you and tell you, even today as I'm speaking over this microphone, the enemy wants to tell you that you are a no good, that you are a good for nothing. People has labeled you to say that you are a prisoner, you are a good for, but God says something else. God says, my son, my daughter, I love you with an everlasting love. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 139, before the foundations of the earth was established, God saw your substance. God knew you. And when God saw you, He sing over your life with songs of deliverance. He prophesy over your life and say today that it's not too late.
Amen.
It is not too late. And the enemy wants to destroy the purpose of God in your life. Because why? You are created in His image, God's image, mankind. Hallelujah. I see through the word of God how God saved people. God saved Noah and his family. God saved Joseph from a pit and a prison. I tell you something, sir, you in a prison. God saved Joseph from a prison. So if God could save Joseph, He can save you. How God saved Daniel from a lion's den. He saved three Hebrew boys from a furnace, from a fiery furnace. God opened up the Red Sea. God's word is full of miracles. God's word is powerful, because God is a miracle working God.
Amen.
In your circumstance, you need the miracle worker to touch your life. How God saved a criminal on the cross. When I look at the cross, Jesus, when He hung on the cross, the Bible says He hung between two criminals, one on His left and one on His right hand side. Amen. And you know, when people, Alana, when they put you on a cross, they were actually saying that you are the lowest of the lowest. Sure. They were saying that you are nothing. They don't recognize you. You have no rights. You have no right in society. You know, you are condemned to death. You are the scum of the earth. And so the criminal on the cross, when he asked Jesus, he said, "Jesus, please remember me when you come into your kingdom."
Yes.
And Jesus answered, Jesus responds with, "Today you will be with me in paradise." I want to say to someone, God can. I want to say to the person that is using drugs, you are taking a needle and you want to step, put it in your body. God loves you and God can, because God sings over you today.
Amen.
Songs.
Amen.
Of deliverance. I want to tell someone here over this microphone that God can heal your body. I want to say to someone, God can provide for your family. I want to say to someone today, God can deliver you from depression. I want to say to you today, God can restore your marriage. I want to say to someone today, God can give you a brand new life. Just as he gave me a brand new life, whatever the enemy has taken from your life, God can restore it a hundredfold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. In Ezekiel chapter 17, chapter 37, it says, God asks, he says, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And he answered, "Lord, you know." This afternoon, God knows. God sees your situation. The God that we serve is the God who answers prayer. He instructed the prophet to say, "Prophesy over these dry bones. Prophesy and they will come to life." I want to declare today to you, I want to prophesy over your life. I want to speak into your life the word of the Lord over you. If you call upon the name of the Lord, if you call upon his name, if you begin to take God at his word, God will step into your situation and God will heal you and God will deliver you and God will make all things beautiful in your life, because God can. You just have to believe. You have to believe that God can. No matter in whatever dungeon or dark place you are, God can. I feel led to say to someone, maybe you are entangled in even Satanism, God can. He can restore you today. Maybe you are so far in the number, you know, in prison, you know the number, we got the number gangs. God can deliver you today if you call upon his name.
Thank you, Pastor Brian. We can hear the passion that you have for Christ. And if no one can, people can hear in your voice that God had done a mighty, mighty work in your life. And there is a transformation that God can take you from nowhere and God can use you powerfully. And you are just a witness to everybody of what God can do. And, you know, it's so amazing. I was just having my quiet time this morning and I just felt that God has just reminded me, you know, that time is running out. Yeah? And we need to make a decision for Christ. And today I feel like I want to just share Romans 10 verse 9 with you that says that if you confess with your tongue and believe that Jesus died and rose again and you believe it with your heart, that you are saved. And I believe that today is the day of salvation, that God wants to do something in your life. And God wants you to ask him into his life, ask him into your life. And and I'm going to give Pastor Brian an opportunity to pray. And he will also give you an opportunity if you want to make Jesus Lord over your life. So Pastor Brian, I'm going to hand over the prayer to you, and after the prayer, I'm going to give you Pastor Brian's details. So if you want to get in contact with him, then I'm going to share those details in a few minutes.
Amen. Well, friends, anyone that can hear my voice today, You see, when Jesus came to the earth, he came for all mankind. He didn't come for some kind, or he didn't come for some elite, or he didn't come for the religious. He came for everyone that was lost. And I was lost in sin. You know, there's some wealthy people out there, but they are lost because without Christ in our lives, it is pointless, it is meaningless. Amen. And so this afternoon, if you can hear my voice, I want to really invite, I want you to make a confession. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, if we call upon the name, the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess Amen. That Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. You know, and if you don't want to confess, there will come a day when we all will stand before God, because all will stand before God. So today, my dear friend, I want to actually give you the opportunity to make Jesus Christ your Lord. It will cost you nothing, but it will cost you everything, because Jesus wants to engage you. He wants to have a relationship with you. Not the real. There was a time in my life when I was caught up in doing religious stuff, going to church, but I never had a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so today I want you, if the message has touched you, I believe God is speaking to someone. I believe that someone out there, maybe people don't know of your circumstances, but God see and God know and God hear. I want you to say with me and pray this prayer with me, accepting Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Won't you pray this prayer with me? Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. I open the door of my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to live within me. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse me from my sin. I confess that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. I am your son. And I declare that I love you and I will serve you until the end of my days. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Brian. If this message has touched you in any way and you feel like you need to contact Pastor Brian, even if it's just to chat with him, or even if you just need a word of encouragement, this is his email address, and you can get hold of him on at this email, brianpreston72@gmail.com, or his cell number, which is 083-7425-601. I just want to repeat that again. The email is brianpreston72@gmail.com. Or cell, which is 083-7425-601. Thank you so much, Pastor Brian, for joining us. And I hope that we will get you in the studio soon. Thank you so much for being so passionate about what you believe in and bringing that message over that God can. Nothing is impossible for Jesus Christ. Wow. Thank you so much.
Wow, it's an absolute pleasure and it's an honor, Alana, to be here today. I just sense the presence of God in this room. I could never imagine, you know, if somebody had told me 20 years ago that you would sit in a studio encouraging the people, I would say to that man, no man, you're talking a whole lot of nonsense. But this God that we serve, he truly can, you know, and I'm so blessed. And thank you so much, Radio Pulpit, for the opportunity. Thank you for having me. It has been a great privilege and an honor. God bless you.
Thank you so much. So thank you for joining me on Body Matters, where everybody matters. And we'll meet you again next Saturday, same time, same frequency, with more great conversation. From me, Alana Willyfew, goodbye and stay blessed.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.